Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode with Transparency Therapy. My name is Andrea, and here we talk about mental health and building a better relationship with yourself. We are currently on day 21 of Everyday January, and you can look forward to in February regular uploads on Wednesday and Friday. So let's just jump in today. What are we going to talk about today? So, I am going to talk about a little story from yesterday. And basically, I want to discuss how to calm yourself down when you start to feel panicked or start to feel disconnected or start to feel really tight in your chest or start to feel dissociated. It could be a lot of different things happening at once. So the first thing is being aware that it's happening. And that is not always easy. Because honestly, if you can catch it when it first starts, it won't get to this point. But sometimes things happen that make it harder to identify what's going on, like fatigue, hunger, stress, like stress beyond your own stress you create for yourself, but stress going on in your life. Maybe something traumatic just happened. Maybe you're sick. So when all these things happen, sometimes it's hard to identify if you're feeling a little tired because you're tired, or is it because you're anxious? And then are you feeling cramps because you're hungry or you have an upset stomach, or is it anxiety? You will learn how to differentiate between the two, but sometimes it is still hard and I still struggle. So let me talk a bit about yesterday and what happened and how I kind of regulated the problem. So I haven't been sleeping well, first of all, and I've been having really weird dreams. And if you can hear, yes, I am still sick. So there's a lot going on, and there was something stressful that was going on in my personal life as well. And on top of that, I have been recording every day in January, which is a lot. And I've been working towards building some more things for this podcast, which I'm very excited about and very proud of. But it is still an added stress. And something that I sometimes do is put pressure on myself that's coming from no one but myself, and I kind of lose the reason I'm doing something. So what kind of happened was I was trying to delete an old episode that I had deleted a long time ago, but it was still appearing on some other platforms, and I was talking with customer service, and I had started one ticket with Anchor, and oh, I said I wanted this episode deleted, and they kind of stopped answering. So then I started a new one, and since I was kind of not focused and a bit stressed and sick and tired, I said the wrong name of the episode. And so I had actually my most popular episode deleted, because I guess I had just looked at that episode and seeing the stats of it growing. And I had the name of that episode in my head, and then that's the name of the one that I wrote in the email to be deleted instead of the other one that I wanted deleted. And I mean, we're all human. These things happen. And then when I realized, I was so mad at myself, because I think that was kind of the episode that was really helping get my podcast out there. I don't really know anything about algorithms or something like that, but it seems like it's messed up I was growing at a certain rate, and then it stopped after I deleted that episode. So I was like, oh my gosh, I've ruined my life. No, I didn't think I ruined my life, but I was like, oh, I'm working so hard and I'm building this podcast and I'm building this other thing. And then I went and deleted the episode and now I screwed myself. But I started to spiral and I forgot, first of all, the reason I'm doing this anyway. Because if I was able to really remember that, none of this would have happened. Because when I started this podcast, I didn't have any pressure on myself and I was just putting episodes out there when I felt like it. Then I did commit to this Everyday January, which I'm still happy about and I'm not upset about at all. But I think I lost the reason why I was doing this, which is, one, it's an outlet for me to talk and I enjoy that and it's therapeutic. And two, I like connecting with you guys and I think it's great. And if it grows, it grows. But I'm doing this because it's my creative outlet and this is what I feel I need to do right now. And it's not really about how many people listen and it's not about really how much it grows. But it's easy to get lost in that, which I did for a moment. And then when you get lost in that and there's suddenly these expectations and pressure, if you lose that, then it can really stress you out, as it did for me. And this happens to me often, not as often as it does before, because I was just, I think, constantly in this state, which I'm about to describe to you, but it still happens, and I kind of can see it coming sometimes, but sometimes I can't, and if I let it go too far, it's almost impossible to get out of it. But if I catch it, and I know that I will survive this, then I feel okay. So I'm going to explain to you kind of what happened. So it was just in the back of the head. I'm like, oh, I can't believe I deleted this episode. And then it was kind of in the back of my mind for a long time. And I was going about my day. And I was really tired all day because, again, I hadn't slept well. And I just wasn't feeling myself. And so all of a sudden, I kind of started feeling, I guess you could describe, like rigid or tense. And I kind of was sitting up on my couch and I noticed I started fidgeting. And like when I fidget, I kind of either rub my hands together or I kind of take one nail and I clip it on the other nail. I don't know if you understand what I mean, but I'm doing it now if you can hear that. So I noticed that, and that was my first kind of clue. I'm like, oh, my body language is changing. What is happening? And I'm fidgeting. Okay, what is bothering me? And I kind of pretended and I denied that I was upset about deleting the episode. I'm like, no, I shouldn't care about that. I don't care about that. I don't care that I deleted that. Life happens. It's fine. And I mean, it's true. It's okay. But I'm allowed to feel upset about something. But there's a difference between feeling, you know, the grief of deleting something. Like sometimes if you delete a photo by accident that you really loved, or if you delete your essay by mistake for school. Okay, that one's a whole other ball game. But you are allowed to feel sad and the loss of that. But sometimes, instead of just grieving the loss, what I do and what many people do is get mad at themselves for the loss and blame themselves and start kind of spiraling into this evil circle of blame. And if you listen to one of my episodes, Cognitive Distortions, this is where it kind of all comes into play. And cognitive distortions are basically when our mind distorts reality. So one thing that was going on, I started thinking and thinking, and I was like suppressing a certain thought, but then my thoughts were coming, and I was basically, it was like this cell phone that wasn't stopping to ring and go on and on and on in this conversation in my head. And then also it kind of snowballed into this, sorry, I just need to plug in my laptop. Excuse me for the sound. Okay. So it just snowballs into this effect where it started off small, but then it grows and it grows and it grows. And I start feeling this feeling of doom, and something that is just one little thing becomes out of proportion. And it's hard to reason with myself when that happens, when in reality, I could have kind of talked myself down, but it's much harder than it sounds. And one thing that I think is important is also to be aware of your blind spot. So this is something that my therapist taught me. And when you're kind of trying to figure out a situation or figure out why you might have reacted a certain way, think, what's in your blind spot? What is the thing that you're trying to prove, or what is it that's driving you in this moment to react this certain way? And, you know, I'll go and a lot of the times I'll just try to suppress my emotion for feeling upset or feeling sad, because I'm like, no, I shouldn't feel upset about this. But what really is going on is probably something completely different. And the blind spot is kind of like, okay, why am I so upset about this? What am I trying to prove? So am I suddenly thinking that I'm a failure because I accidentally deleted this episode and now I think that people are going to think I'm a failure? And I think what triggered me is that the reason that it happened was a mistake where I wasn't aware of what I was doing. And this is something that used to happen to me constantly. And I would be very, very clumsy, or I would make mistakes because I just wasn't present in the moment and I wasn't aware of what I was really doing. I would write things down, or I would start a task and then I wouldn't finish that. I would go on to the next one. I would write a message, not know what I was talking about. I don't know if you can relate to what I'm saying, but basically I used to kind of be on autopilot and make these decisions without thinking, and I would make so many mistakes because I wasn't really grounding myself and I wasn't coming back to my breathing and I wasn't being present in the moment to be able to be like, okay, this is what's happening and this is the task I'm doing right now. Let's focus on the task I'm doing right now. I'm writing this email. Let me just gather my thoughts for a second. I can take this second to think about what I'm doing instead of being up in my mind and thinking of all the other tasks I need to do. So I think I felt shame or disappointment that I made such a silly mistake, even though I know that we are human and that it happens, and I would never get mad at someone else for this, but we are our hardest critics. And what was going on is it triggered me to think about how I think I have this fear of losing all the progress that I've made in my mental health journey. And I'm afraid of becoming that person again. Well, I'm feeling a little emotional talking about this. But so what is in your blind spot? And when you kind of find that, it kind of can bring about the solution when you start to feel panicked or when you start to feel that. But me telling you this, and if you're in this situation and you're like, okay, what's in my blind spot? It's probably not going to work, to be honest. I only figured out what was in my blind spot way after the situation happened. But it's good to know that it's there, because even if you figure it out afterwards, it helps you grow, it helps you move forward, and it helps you be aware of this blind spot, because then you can learn yourself, like, what's really going on and what your body is really telling you. And it's just so crazy how you have your self that you think is your conscious self, and you think you're there, and you think you're doing things that you want to do, and you're making your own choices, and then your subconscious just can come out of nowhere and tell you what's really going on. How crazy is that? How powerful is that? We have this part of us that can control us, that we can lose touch with. But, excuse me, even if we lose touch with it, it's still there, navigating our lives without us knowing it. So I started to feel rigid, I started to feel fidgety, and then I started to feel my breathing go faster. And I started to feel like, okay, what's happening? And then I start feeling panicked because I want to not feel that way. And you feel the panic come on and you're like, no, okay, I don't want this to happen. I'm going to be okay. It's going to be fine. And the mistake that I often do is I just try to not feel that way. And I'm like, no, you're not feeling this way right now. Don't feel this way. But it's kind of like one of those, you know, those little finger, I think they're like these Chinese war finger, Chinese handcuffs, I think, is that what they're called? When it's on, it's like this tube that's on two fingers. And if you pull it apart and try to make it stop, it gets tighter and it's not going to come apart. But then if you bring it together and relax, then that's when it stops and it lets go. So it's kind of like that. You can will yourself to stop feeling panic, to stop feeling stressed, to stop feeling whatever you're feeling, but that is never going to help. The more you resist, the more it's going to get worse. Another example would be like quicksand. The more you flail around, the more you're going to sink. It's only when you kind of become calm and aware of the situation and accepting that you are feeling like that right now. And something that I often do is I'm like, no, this is going to ruin my whole day. Now my day is gone. Another day is gone. Oh no, I had so much I wanted to do and now I can't. I just want to stop feeling like this so that I could just do my things today. So then on top of feeling anxious and panicked, now you have the guilt of feeling that way so that you can't move on, and probably the guilt and the shame of whatever reason you're feeling that in the first place. And it's just this evil circle, and it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop by being mad about it. The only real way is just accepting that you feel like that in the moment and that it's okay. It's okay that you're feeling like that, and you are going to feel like that right now. I did try to reach out to, I think, two friends, and they didn't pick up the phone, which is okay. Sometimes they would pick up the phone and I could have a conversation which could kind of ground me. And I could kind of be like, okay, that's another human I'm talking to. They're alive. I'm alive. We're all okay. Nobody's dying. But in that moment, they didn't answer the phone. So I did a technique that I have tried before, which didn't work the last time I did it, to be honest. But it worked this time. So it's basically using your senses to ground yourself and to bring you back to the present moment. So I was sitting up already, but try to sit up calmly. And okay, what do I see? Okay, I see my plants. I see this painting. I see my couch. I see my cat. Okay. What do I smell? Oh, I smell the popcorn that I made before. I smell the incense that I'm burning. Okay. What do I feel? Okay, I feel that the hair is on my neck. I feel the vibrations of the car that just drove by. What do I hear? I hear, again, a car went by. I hear, you might hear your cat jumping down from the desk. You might hear the wind outside. So go through all the senses and really take a moment and kind of appreciate each of the senses and really listen. I think that it was most affected for me because I was finding more than one thing that I heard, more than one thing that I saw, that I felt. And it kind of brings you back to like, okay, I'm alive right now and I'm in this moment. And then one thing that is extremely helpful, even if you're not feeling panicked, but that really works to bring you back to the moment, the present moment, is your breathing. And one reason why this is a really good technique is because breathing is not something that we actually control. Our body does it automatically. I mean, we can kind of stop breathing for a second or make our breathing deeper, but it is just this thing that our body does, which is, first of all, so cool. And second of all, since that we don't have to do that action and just focus on it, it can really bring us back to kind of present consciousness. And, excuse me, and it really helps us take a break from our minds thinking, and we just focus on our breath, and it just kind of creates this space, this inner space between your consciousness and then kind of like your ego, which is the person that is doing all this thinking, which is the thing that puts all this pressure and emotion, whatever it may be. And it just, our goal is to just bring us back to the now. Because in the now, everything is okay. In the now, we have control. If we're thinking of the future and all the things, oh, but I'm working so hard, but I did this, but oh no, it's not, now it's not going to grow like it was going to grow before. I'm talking about my podcast. That's the future. I don't know what's going to happen. Who knows? Doesn't matter. Right now, I'm okay. Everything's okay right now in this present moment. Anything that's going to happen in the future is a story that you create, is an assumption that you create. So that's what kind of happened yesterday, and I felt much better after I grounded myself that way. And it might not work for you the first time, and that will suck. But if you continually try and work on this, things are going to get better. And if you take anything from this entire episode, it should be to focus on your breathing. And I think I've never actually mentioned that before. Maybe I have. But it is an incredible tool, and you could do it at any point during the day. Let's say you're at work and suddenly you're feeling stressed out and you're like, oh my God, I have so much to do. Oh my gosh. Just take literally one breath worth of a break. One breath. Don't worry about anything you have to do and just focus on that breath in that moment. And it's magical. And then you'll start to notice that you take more breathing breaks. And it will work better each time. And you might start to notice, wow, my breathing is often very shallow, which it is for most people. And you'll be like, oh, like I'm hunched over, I'm not breathing properly. And this might even improve your posture, improve the way that you breathe all the time. You can do larger meditation times if you would like, but I think that's quite hard. I still struggle with meditation for longer than 30 seconds, but this technique you can do, and it doesn't have, you don't have to put any pressure on yourself. Just think of the breath. So that's all for the episode today. I hope that you enjoyed. Follow me on Instagram. I started an Instagram, Transparency Therapy. Send me an email if you like, transparencytherapy@gmail.com. Stay tuned for all of the changes that will be happening in February. And I hope that you guys have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.